சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். சாப்டர் 11 வெர்ஸ் 43. பிதாசி லோகஸ்ய சராசரஸ்ய த்வமஸ்ய பூஜ்யஸ்ய குருர்கரியான் நத்வத்சமோஸ்யப்யதிகஹ் குதோன்யஹ லோகத்ரயேப்ய ப்ரதிம ப்ரபாவஹ. அர்ஜுனா இஸ் இன் த தேர்ட் ஃபேஸ் ஆஃப் ஹிஸ் எக்ஸ்பிரஷன், that is sharanagati. Devotion is accepting his mistakes, how he behaved with Lord, having recognized his behavior. Now he feels it is the time to ask the Lord to forgive him. Oh Lord, please forgive me. How you should forgive me? You should forgive me like a father forgives his son. Like that he is enumerating one by one. Just as people look at the Lord, one God alone, one person takes Bhagavan as father and worships. Another sees Bhagavan as mother and they worship. Another looks at Bhagavan as a friend and they worship. Another looks at Bhagavan as a child and they worship. Another person worship Bhagavan as a lover and they worship. As you think you can worship God, like that in Moor market, when you go to that market, whatever you want, you will get. Like that, whatever way you want Bhagavan, you can worship. Bhagavan never asks, you must worship me like a father only, brother only, or mother only, or friend. Like that, Bhagavan never put any condition. As your bhavana, how you feel when you look at me, as a mother, you look at me, worship as a mother. As a father, you look at me, you can worship like a father. As a friend, you can worship. As a lover, you can worship. As a child, you worship, you can worship. That facility is available. That is why we are very comfortable with Bhagavan. Not any local family member, no. We are comfortable because he never command, he never demand. We are always, we try to away from the people who ever commands and demand. No one should command us, no one should demand us, you know. It's natural. It is not wrong, it is natural. So that is why Bhagavan is available for all people, whatever way they want. Since I have taken you as my friend, I behaved in a different manner. I never knew that you are such a great Lord. And you are the Pita of the entire world. I never knew that. After seeing Vishwarupam only, I come to know that greatness. Therefore, Pita Lokasya Characharasya Pita Asi. You are the father of this entire world. Characharasya, moving world and non-moving world, all beings and objects. Such a father forgets his putraha. Like that you have to, that that sloka we have completed. This sloka I'll just revise it. Tvam pujaha, you are the adorable one. You are the adorable one. Guruhu Gariyan, and you are the Uttama Guru, Adi Guru, Gariyan Guruhu, who is the superior to all. Tvat Samaha Na Asti, there is no one equal to you. You are matchless. Kutaha Anyaha Abhyadikaha, where is the question of superior one to you? Where is there is no equal one to you? Where is the question of superior one? Apratima Prabhavaha. O Lord, your power is unmatched. Apratimaha means unmatched, incomparable. It cannot be compared to anyone. Even in lokatrayi api, even in bhuloka, higher lokas also, even in lower lokas also. Up to here we saw in the last class. Next shloka. Tasmat pranamya pranidhaya kayam. Prasadayetva mahamisha medium. Piteva putrasya sakheva sakhyo. Priyav priyayarhasi deva sodhum. Fully poetic. Okay, tasmat, since you are the greatest guru, since you are the matchless one, since you are so glorious one, you have to forgive me like this. In this sloka only it comes, how you should forgive me. I am saluting to you, pranamya kayam pranidhaya. Since you are so great, so superior one, therefore, tasmat, pranamya, saluting, kayam pranidhaya, I am prostrating the body in front of you, dandavat pranamaha, prostrating in front of you, dandavat, like a stick. Once you do sashtanga namaskara, you look like a stick. That's why it is called Dandavat Pranamam. Shashtanga Namaskara. Prakarshena Nichehi Dhritva. Iti Shashtanga Dandavat Pranamaha. Placing the body in front of the Lord. That is called Shashtanga Namaskara. Ladies should not do Shashtanga Namaskara. Ladies can do only panchanga namaskara. Five angas of body can touch the floor. The toes, knees, shoulders and forehead, palms can be touched when ladies do namaskara, pancha anga namaskara. When gents, they do namaskara, they are supposed to do sashtanga namaskara. If you don't have back pain, you can do. So, to do namaskara to the Lord, many people are not qualified physically because back pain or knee pain. If these are there, you cannot do sashtanga namaskara. So, to do namaskara properly itself, you have to maintain good health. Okay. Once you do everyday puja namaskara, you don't get back pain, overweight and all. Stomach, tummy, varad actually. When you do namaskara properly every day, people are healthy, hale and healthy. So, sashtanga namaskara says sirasa, urasa, manasa, vachasa, like that, all eight included. Urasa, urasa means your abdomen, no? Chest, in this part, urasa. front portion. Purasa, sirasa, your head, also touching the floor. Manasa, of course, mentally also, you should feel that I have to do namaskara, so great person, Bhagwan, any Mahatma also, suppose. You have to feel mentally, we have to do namaskara for him. We should not think like that, physically doing, mentally not involved. And there is no manasika namaskara, only physical namaskara that is why manasa is there. That is also a angam in the body. Manasa, vachasa, verbally also. Namaskar, verbally you have to utter. Drisha, by your vision also. Parvai. Drisha, padhyam. Padhyam means legs, feet also should touch the floor. Karabhyam, hands should touch the floor fully. Janubhyam, shoulders should touch the floor. So all these eight, Shashtanga Pranama iti ucchate. This is called Shashtanga Pranama. Urasa, sirasa, manasa, vachasa, drisha, padhyam, karabhyam, janubhyam iti Shashtanga ucchate. Nella slokam, fulla cholanam, ipidi cholanam. So all this shows reverence to the Lord. If you see everything as Bhagavan, you do namaskara in front of river, in front of ocean, in front of tree, everywhere you can do namaskara. That reverential attitude, more reverential attitude, more vinayam comes. The more vinaya, humility comes, the more ego is reduced. The ego is reduced, your mind is refined. Once the mind is refined, Guru's blessings shower. Once Guru's blessings shower, Shastra blessings also shower. Once Shastra blessings shower, you get knowledge. If you get knowledge, your life is peaceful. Appa, evala journey paru. Life, there is no peace without Shastric study, Shastra Krupa. Shastra Krupa is not possible without Guru Krupa. Guru Krupa is not possible without Vinayam, without humility, without Shraddha Bhakti. Shraddha Bhakti is not possible without doing Namaskara. No? First you have to do Namaskara. Then only your ego comes down. Then we have to do Namaskaram pannu, Namaskaram pannu and chullu. Now why I have to do one ordinary human being Namaskara? And you should not say. Parents, elders, gurus, Bhagavan, all people can namaskara. We have to teach them how to do namaskara. For elders, teachers, how should they respect their teacher in the school also? Children do not know that. That has to be daily practice. We have to give them. They do not know how to respect their teacher. So urasa, sirasa, manasa, vachasa, drishya, karabhyam, padbhyam, janubhyam. So apuda in the whole surrender. This is shows your surrender. Surrender means what? Acceptance of all events, what are all happening. The surrender. What is the connection between namaskara, surrender and acceptance? You are surrendering to Bhagavan, you are showing through Sashtanga Namaskara, then you are accepting the Bhagavan. Whatever the event comes, I am accepting. Uncontrollable, unsustainable, unpredictable situation, events are coming. Therefore, Bhagavan, I am accepting whatever. Because I am not having power to change them. I have no control over them. Just I surrender to you. That Sharanagati brings a tremendous relaxation. Yedhik in the Sharanagati teriyumo? I can release my tension, anxiety from the mind by surrender. Otherwise, there is a lot of burden on my shoulders, in my head. There is a lot of pain, struggle inside. Because of that, again, another complaint, physical complaints will come. Therefore, physical health is possible when we total surrender to God. Because I release all my burdens and keep in front of God. He is there to take care of. Anyhow, I am not going to solve totally. It is not in my hand. Why I have to carry that burden? That is the surrender. So you have to forgive me as a father. Aham prasadaye, I propitiate you. I seek blessings. Pra plus sad dhatu, causal, prasadaye, for pleasing you as a prayaschitta. So once we do namaskara, it is as good as a prayaschittam. I surrender seeking Bhagavan as a shelter. Sharanagati is a type of prayaschitta. Recognizing my all mistakes, whatever I have done, knowingly or unknowingly, please forgive me. I propitiate you. Why? Isham idyam. You are the adorable Lord. Isham, powerful. Idyam, one who deserves namaskara. Instead of doing local people namaskara, people are doing namaskara, so vilindi, local ministers ki namaskaram pannuva. Not to God, local ministers ki namaskaram. And local people, they worship as God, not God. They worship a person in the world. You can see everyone as God is okay, but when you love a person for something, when you get something from that person, you love that person, it is a selfish love. It is a selfish love. Why people love so-and-so leader? Because they are giving grinders, they are giving TVs, they are giving computers, they are giving cycles, everything they are giving to my family. So therefore I love that minister. What type of love? Tomorrow another person gives, means my love will change to that another person. So 5 years ago one lover. I love one person for 5 years. This type of love people are developing on local people, not on Bhagavan. Therefore, this much cry they are doing for an ordinary local person, if they cry for God, Bhagavan mokshame kududuvar. இப்படி இந்த மாதிரி அழுந்தால் இவனுக்கு மோட்சமும் வராது, ஒன்றும் வராது. இஃப் தே கிரை திஸ் மச் கிரை ஃபார் பகவான், பகவான் வுட் ஹவ் கிவன் மோக்ஷ லாங் பிஃபோர். நேவர், சிங்கிள் ட்ராப்பே வராது பகவானுக்காக. எங்கேருந்து தான் தண்ணி வர்றதோ தெரியல இவங்களுக்கு எல்லாம். பகவானுக்காக ஒரு பொட் ஒரு ட்ராப்பு, தட் ஈஸ் வாட் உலகம் என்ன. So Deva, idyam, one who deserve namaskara. Why I am telling, who deserve namaskara? The one who is powerful one, the creator, the Lord is deserved namaskara. Then parents deserve namaskara and guru deserve namaskara. Other than these people, no one is deserve, really speaking, namaskara. You can respect them, but you have to worship Mata, Pita, Guru, Daivam. They said Mata, Pita, Guru, Daivam Mukhya Mantri chollala angame sonnalo. You can respect your leader, that's all, but Mata, Pita, Guru, Daivam Mukhya Mantri, Chief Minister, they have never said. But what happened? Mata, Pita, Guru, Daivam not there at all, only minister. It's wrong side. This is called wrong side going, in whole society going wrong side. That's why many people are afraid to come out today. Now what is going to come? Tirpu. I do not know, many of you have not read the paper or TV. Pavan, ingalala innocent. One the child classic. What report is coming? People are afraid of. That's why many people are not coming outside. This is Shanti Palana, Ashanti Palana. Arhasi sodhum, hey Deva, oh Lord, you should forgive my mistakes. I deserve pardon from you. Sodhum, sahdhatu sodhum means potential passive participle. Sodhum, ஒன் ஏ சஹா அர்ஹசி. ஓ லார்ட், யூ ஷுட் ஃபர்கிவ் மை மிஸ்டேக்ஸ். பிதா இவ, ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் த ஃபாதர் ஃபர்கிவ் ஹிஸ் சில்ட்ரன், ஃபர்கிவ்ஸ் ஹிஸ் சில்ட்ரன்ஸ் மிஸ்டேக்ஸ். பிதா இவ, புத்திரஸ்ய பிதா இவ, ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் த ஃபாதர் ஃபர்கிவ்ஸ் தோஸ் மிஸ்டேக்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஹிஸ் சன். தென் சகா சக்யுஹு இவ, யூ ஹாவ் டு ஃபர்கிவ் மை மிஸ்டேக்ஸ் ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் எ ஃப்ரெண்ட் ஃபர்கிவ்ஸ் தோஸ் மிஸ்டேக்ஸ் ஆஃப் த ஃப்ரெண்ட். ஃப்ரெண்ட் இஸ் ஒன் ஹூ ஃபர்கிவ்ஸ் த மிஸ்டேக்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஹிஸ் ஆர் ஹர் ஓன் ஃப்ரெண்ட். தட் இஸ் கால்ட் ஃப்ரெண்ட்ஷிப், லைஃப் லாங் ஃப்ரெண்ட்ஷிப். சம் பீப்புள் மெயின்டைன் லைஃப் லாங் ஃப்ரெண்ட்ஷிப், மை குட் ஓல்ட் ஸ்கூல் ஃப்ரெண்ட் அனு சொல்லுவேன், கிளாஸ் ஃப்ரெண்ட் அனு. யூ ஹாவ் டு மெயின்டைன் தட் ஃப்ரெண்ட்ஷிப், தட் ஷோஸ் யுவர் மெச்சூரிட்டி ஆல்சோ. ஓல்ட் ரிலேஷன்ஷிப்ஸ் ஒன்ஸ் யூ மெயின்டைன் ஹெல்தி வே, இட் ஷோஸ் யுவர் மெச்சூரிட்டி, மென்டல் மெச்சூரிட்டி. இப்போ ஹஸ்பண்ட் ரிலேஷனே மெயின்டைன் பண்ணலை, வாட் டாக் ஆஃப் ஓல்டு ரிலேஷன்ஸு. ஹஸ்பண்டு ஒய்ஃபு ரிலேஷனே ஹெல்தி ரிலேஷன் மெயின்டெனன்ஸ், சில்ட்ரன் மெயின்டெனிங், கசின் பிரதர்ஸ் ரிலேஷன் மெயின்டெனன்ஸ், யூ சி வெரி ரேர் நவேடஸ். இட்ஸ் வெரி வெரி லெஸ், ரிலேஷன்ஸ் ஆர் வெரி லெஸ். தட்ஸ் வே பீப்புள் ஆர் பிகமிங் அன்ஹெல்தி. Sickness is coming because of lack of healthy relation. Brother, sister, cousin brother, nephew, niece, chittappa, periyappa, all these appas irukano, chitti, idella edukagana, not namke vaste. Once you have a good relation, you can maintain a good health. Relation is only for health sake, not for anything else. Whether other person maintain or not doesn't matter, but never develop any hatred towards other person. You can have that relation, healthy relation in the mind. Suppose other person is not having that maturity, you can maintain mentally that relation, I am always friendly with everyone. அப்படி இருக்கணும், a friendly nature. A friendly nature. Yudhishthira is friendly to all people. Yudhishthira is one ajata shatru, the one who is not having a shatru at all. No enemy for Yudhishthira. What a title! Have you heard about that name? Ajata shatru ane or a title Yudhishthira ki. Who is Yudhishthira? Arjuna's brother, elder brother. Arjuna's elder brother name is Ajata Shatru, the one who never have any enemy at all. That's why he never see any person who is a culprit. He sees everyone as good. So sakha, friend, just as a friend forgives the aparadham of his friend, you kshamasva, may you forgive me. Sakha sakhyuhu iva மம அபராதம் க்ஷமஸ்வ, யூ ஹாவ் டு சப்ளை மம அபராதம் க்ஷமஸ்வ. பிதா புத்திரஸ்ய இவ மம அபராதம் க்ஷமஸ்வ. டு ஓவர் நவ் ஃபோர்த் ஒன், பிரியா பிரியாயாஹ இவ, ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் த பிரியா மீன்ஸ் ஹஸ்பண்ட், டியர் ஹஸ்பண்ட், டியர்னு போட்டுக்கணும், ஓகே, டியர் ஹஸ்பண்ட் ஃபர்கிவ்ஸ் his wife, dear wife, mistakes of his dear wife. This is the close relation among all relation. This is the close relation. Husband is supposed to forgive wife's mistakes, wife also same, vice versa, wife also must forgive husband's mistakes. Every is human, but human mind cannot withstand other person's mistakes. Are you free from mistakes? I never commit mistakes. Every person looks at oneself as error free, mistakes free. It is impossible. Everyone, what you think you are doing correctly, from others' view, they are mistakes. How can you say you are correct? That is why Sunday varudhu, wife and husband. Sunday, Sunday. They quarrel each other. Forgiveness is a great virtue, actually. Great virtue. Mahatmas are all those people, they forgive others. Mistakes also, they never liquid them as mistakes. Mahatmas, forgiveness means what? They never, I forgive you because you have done a lot of mistakes, I forgive, they never say. Not only that, they never look at our mistakes as mistakes. That is the greatness of Mahatmas. It is not a mistake. It is a type of ignorance. Ignorance presented in such a manner. They never focus on mistakes, people, because it is very, very common. People are all in ignorance. Body, mind, complex, as long as they are there, mistakes bound to happen. But mistakes should not be repeated. Mistakes should not be repeated. That is why forgive all the mistakes of people, your own family members or your own neighbors, relatives, forgive them. Bhagavan, please give me this quality, forgiving others, forgiving others. Otherwise, we are only disturbing our own body-mind complex. If I don't forgive my daughter or son, any mistake they commit, or friend, if I don't forgive them, what will happen? That hurt inside, the mistake they have done, adhe manasulo nenichindi 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 years together, and I become a sick person, because mind is not happy. Mind is so much worry, tension, because of thinking about that person's mistake. Why? Because he's my friend. How can he do that? My daughter, my son, how can they do that? Because we are conditioning. This person should behave like this. This person should behave like this. Because you have no control. Why you have to expect that from children or any other person? That is the problem. As long as we expect other person to be like this, you should or she should be like that, we have to face the disturbance. I am only the disturbed person, not there. I am only the disturbed person. Why I have to get disturbance? They have their own nature, they have their own... We have given only birth to physical body, not their sukshma shariram. Their vasanas, their samskara, they are all carrying from janmas to janmas. You are thinking you are responsible for everything. You are responsible only for outer shell. Father, mother, are responsible only for giving outer shell, sthula shariram. You have no right in their sukshma shariram and karana shariram. We, not knowing this, we think, My son, my daughter. And parents always draw the lines. It's called drawing lines. Drawing lines all the time between relations. That is the problem. The relations will be disturbed. Give room for everyone to grow. See them as they are. Never enter. They grow, they mature, they learn lessons. I have no right to enter in any other person's arena. As a mother, father, I can guide them. When they are very young, I can guide them. I have no right. Wife and husband also, each one should forgive each other. Husband should not dominate wife. நான் சொன்ன பேச்சு தான் நீ கேட்கணும், பிகாஸ் ஐ ஆம் த ஹெட் ஆஃப் த ஃபேமிலி. ஷீ சேஸ் ஐ ஆம் நெக் ஆஃப் த ஃபேமிலி. வாட் எவர் நெக் சேஸ் ஹெட் மூவ்ஸ். இஃப் யூ மூவ் த நெக் ஹெட் மூவ்ஸ். வித்தவுட் நெக் வேர் இஸ் ஹெட்? ஸோ திஸ் டாமினேஷன், திஸ் நேச்சர் இஸ் நாட் குட் ஃபார் எனி பர்சன். நோ பர்சன் வாண்ட் டு டிராப் தேர் ஃப்ரீடம். ரிமெம்பர், every human being is having his or her own freedom, no one like to touch their freedom. This is the natural phenomenon in the creation. This is the natural phenomenon. If you don't know this, their freedom, individuality, as an individual you should see them, not with a relation. As an individual, as a human being, I have to see them. Then you are free, they are also free. Okay. Your freedom is also not disturbed. Because you are poking your nose into their freedom, your freedom is also grabbed. Poduma? Chumma irukkamattome. Chumma irukkamattom. Something or other we want to disturb others and get disturbed. That is what? Bhagavan is not like that. Bhagavan, just as the husband, dear husband, forgives his wife, similarly you forgive me. You forgive me. Next shloka.
Adrishta purvam krishito smi drishtva. Bhayena cha pravyathitam mano me. Tadeva me darshaya deva rupam. Prasida devesha jagannivasa.
Paschattapam means feeling that I have done a mistake. It's called paschattapam. 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 Paschattanna, after committing mistake, paschattapam. I feel inside why I have done this. Kimahagum sadhuna karavam, kimahagum sa papam akaravam iti. After completion of mistake, we feel bad. Every person feel bad. That is called paschat tapam. Na ippo me idu translation e pannala ippo da pandren na paschat tapam na and tapa itself, that recognition, paschat tapam is a type of prayaschittam. In English I used to say recognition is a half solution. Adhik samskritam la sollanum anna recognition is called paschat tapam. Is a type of prayaschittam, solution. Prayaschittam is remedial measures only people do. So, paschattapam is a type of prayaschittam. You have got that point? English I used to say, recognition is half solution. When I was doing my yoga studies, course and all, they used to teach in theory, recognition is half solution. Always recognize the problem first. It gives lot of solution. What is this recognition half solution now? I understand. Everything is said in Shastra in Sanskrit. Paschattapam is a type of prayaschittam. Translation kadiki Sanskrit version ide. So Arjuna recognized his mistake. It is called paschattapam. It is a type of prayaschittam, what mistakes he has committed towards Lord Krishna. So paschattapam pettale Bhagavan ku theriyum how much paschattapam we are undergoing inside. Bhagavan will forgive. Whether this local person forgive or not, Bhagavan will forgive. So local person is not recognizing, suppose family member not forgiving you, you need not cry. You tell to Bhagavan, Bhagavan, you know my heart. Please forgive me. Bhagavan, show the way. Okay, don't bother about the local people, they forgive or not. Because they are alpajnas. Bhagavan is sarvajna. Therefore, definitely he forgives. I will tell you that paschattapam is a type of purificatory factor. It purifies you. It makes your mind to shine. It is a type of purification. This in Christianity and Islam, they go to this church and all they say, Bhagavan, please forgive. Whole week they commit mistakes. Every Sunday they go and ask, Sunday and Friday, forgive. like that, not that asking him forgive and coming again back and committing mistakes. Again, next Sunday anyhow it is there. Therefore, we can go and ask. The Hinduism also, people are committing mistakes. Anyhow, Bhagavan is there. Let us, tomorrow too, we'll ask tomorrow. It's not like that. Not repeating the mistakes, new mistakes. Please help me to know that. Give me strength, not committing mistakes. Whatever comes in front of me, so that please protect me from committing mistakes. Prarthana da, powerful prarthana. It gives strength, it gives health, it gives everything, what not. Prayer gives everything. Therefore, now Arjuna, there is a big conflict in his mind, whether to continue this Vishwarupa or not. Whether to continue this Vishwarupa or not. Now he says, Drushtva adrushta purvam hrishitaha asmi. I am delighted by seeing your Vishwarupa. Drushtva, seeing the universal form. What type of form? Adrushta purvam. Purvam na drishtam. I have never seen such a type of form previously. So many years I am moving with you, I never knew that you are this type of Vishwarupa, which has not been seen before. Adrishta purvam. Adrishtam anna, not luck. Adrishtam. Nadrishtam, adrishtam. People translate adrishtam ki luck. Real translation is what, you know? Na drishtam. See, water is coming. Your punya phalam sukharupena you are getting today is adrishtam. Na drishtam. Even papa phalam dukkham also adrishtam only. Note pannikonga correcta. Chinna vayasulinda namakku enna palakkamna, it is a habit. What a luck. What a luck. What is luck? Every person is not having luck all the time. Adrishtam, avan adrishtam ani solra. That type of interpretation is not right actually. Adrishtam means punya papa or adrishtam. I have done how much punya I have, how much papa I have. It is adrishtam, not drishtam, not visible, not perceptible. When punya comes as sukham, that sukham is drishtam. Once sukha comes, we say what? Anna, enna adrishtam parango. Enna, that sukham, now which is drishtam, it was in the form of punya, that is called adrishtam. இது தெரியறதுக்கே ரொம்ப வருஷமாயிடும் பீப்புளுக்கு. ஈவன் துக்கம் ஆல்சோ ரியலி ஸ்பீக்கிங் அதிர்ஷ்டம் ஓன்லி. ஏன்னா பாப கர்மா இஸ் மேனிஃபெஸ்டிங் இன் த ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் துக்கம் டுடே. ப்ரீவியஸ்லி இட் வாஸ் இன் அதிர்ஷ்டம், இட் வாஸ் நாட் திருஷ்டம். தட்ஸ் வை துக்கா இஸ் விசிபிள் பாபம், சுகா இஸ் விசிபிள் புண்ணியம். புண்ணியம் இஸ் இன்விசிபிள் சுகம், பாபா இஸ் இன்விசிபிள் துக்கம். ஸோ புண்ணிய பாபா ஆர் இன்விசிபிள், சுக துக்க ஆர் ஓன்லி விசிபிள். திருஷ்டம் அதிருஷ்டம், புரியுது? அதர் தேன் திஸ் அதிருஷ்டம் தெர் இஸ் நோ அனதர் அதிருஷ்டம், தெர் இஸ் நோ அனதர் அதிருஷ்டம். ஓன்லி புண்ணிய பாப்பா ஓன்லி அதிருஷ்டம், ந திருஷ்டம். பாருங்க, ஆஃப்டர் 50 இயர்ஸோ 60 இயர்ஸோ வி கம் டு நோ வாட் இஸ் அதிருஷ்டம். திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் அதிருஷ்டம். என்ன அதிருஷ்டம் அப்பா? வி டு நாட் நோ வாட் இஸ் த மீனிங் ஆஃப் அதிருஷ்டம். என்ன பண்ணுறது? என்ன, வாட் இஸ் தி யூஸ் ஆஃப் ஸ்டடிங் எம்பிஏ, எம்சிஏ, எம்இ, பிஇ? வாட் இஸ் தி யூஸ் ஆஃப் ஸ்டடி நாட் நோயிங் வாட் இஸ் அதிருஷ்டம், மீனிங் ஆஃப் அதிருஷ்டம்? திங்கிங் தட் ஐ நோ எவ்ரி திங், வாட் யூ நோ? யூ டோன்ட் நோ யுவர் அதிருஷ்டம். You don't know your dukkha, punya, papa, you don't know. Which are coming in the form of sukha, dukkha. I told you, no, when you come to Gita class, only you come to know what you do not know. That is also a type of joy. Oh, this much I don't know. This much I don't know. Ama. Not only this much, very much is there. That you will know later. It is only Bhagavad Gita. When you come to Upanishad, you come to know tremendous. When you come to Brahma Sutra, tremendous. How much ignorance we have. My God. Adrishta Purvam. I have never seen your form. At the same time, me manaha pravyathitam. See the contradiction. Prakrishitaha, adrishitaha. I am delighted. At the same time, my mind is afflicted. See the contradiction. Hrishitaha asmi, pravyathitaha asmi. This is called confusion. I am happy, at the same time I am unhappy. Seller aluvar, seller siripar, seller aludugunde siripar. Yaar example enna Arjunan. Hrishitaha pravyadhitaha. So I mean, enge kadichu kandupidichitar pravyadhitaha aludugunde irupparna inge da. The word you see, hrishitaha asmi, pravyadhitam bhayena, my manaha, my mind is afflicted, shaken with joy and fear. Pravyadhitam bhayena, with fear. Why this divya chakshu is borrowed chakshu, not matured. Arjuna seeing Vishwarupa not out of maturity. It is blessed by Bhagavan, the Divya Chakshu, he is able to see. So once it comes out of maturity, it is tasty. A fruit, it ripen by itself, it is tasty. That's why organic food and all they are giving nowadays. It ripens by itself naturally without putting any pesticides and all, your chemicals and all. If you ripen that fruit, it is nice. Even flower also nice smell. You put pesticides or chemicals, the flower loses its smell, the fruit loses its taste. Similarly, Arjuna, he is not having a mature vision. It is only borrowed vision. Deva, darshaya me. What? May you show me. May you show me. So Tyagaraja, Prahlada, Dhruva, all of them saw what? Ekarupa. They have not seen Vishwarupa. They saw only Ekarupa. Rama Rupam, Krishna Rupam. All these Rupams, they saw only Ekarupa. Ekarupa Darshanam is inferior than Vishwarupa Darshanam. I told you what type of bhakta, Ekarupa Bhakta. In the last class I told, Adhama Bhakta, not even Madhyama Bhakta. Vishwarupa Bhakta only Madhyama Bhakta, mediocre devotee. Ekarupa Bhakta is an apara bhakti, that is. Apara prakriti, maya rupam only you are seeing. How can that bhakti be the superior? Not able to appreciate the Bhagavan. Bhagavan created the world and sitting in Vaikuntha is Adhama Bhakti. Bhagavan only became the world. World is nothing but God. I am seeing God everywhere, all the time. All the time. Not so and so particular time. When I see this flower, I appreciate Bhagavan. Now the time, 11:46 minutes. That time I appreciate as Bhagavan. Why? Time is integral part of Bhagavan. Time and Bhagavan are not separate. The space what I am here, I is the Bhagavan. Therefore, I appreciate Bhagavan. Do you want separate darshan of Bhagavan? 24 hours, 24 into 7. 24 into 7 available Bhagavan is superior, or so and so particular time, particular place appearing in particular form is superior. Water is coming only 1 hour per a week. 24 hours coming water. Which one you prefer? இப்படி சொன்னால் உங்களுக்கு புரியும். வாட்டர் வீக்லி ஒன்ஸ் ஸோ அண்ட் ஸோ டைம் ஃப்ரைடே மார்னிங் 8 o'clock ஹீ கிவ்ஸ் யூ லைக் தேட் ஆர் 24 hours 24x7 வாட்டர் இஸ் அவைலபிள் விச் ஒன் யூ லைக் சுவாமினி யூ ஹவ் யூ ஆர் ஆஸ்கிங் ஸோ மெனி டைம்ஸ் உங்களுக்கு தெரியுமே ஆன்சர் என்ன 24x7 24 hours 7 days water comes it is best not 1 hour yes Prahlada got darshan Dhruva got darshan Rama got darshan it is 1 hour darshan Vishwarupa darshanam is 24x7 now you want to be Vishwarupa bhakta or ekarupa bhakta சுவாமி இவ்வளோ பரீட்சை வச்சுட்டாள் கிரேட் பரீட்சை திஸ் இஸ் இஃப் யூ ஆஸ்க் ஓன்லி பகவான் சோன் பர்டிகுலர் டைம் மீன்ஸ் 1 hour வாட்டர் லைக் இஃப் யூ சி விஸ்வரூப தர்சனம் ஆல் த டைம் பகவான் இஸ் அவைலபிள் பகவான் கேன் நாட் டிபார்ட் ஃப்ரம் யூ வேர் கேன் ஹீ கோ வேர் கேன் ஹீ கோஸ் ஹீ கே நாட் கோ எனிவேர் So Bhagavan is everywhere. But your vision, your maturity is concerned there. Therefore, tad rupam eva, that familiar form itself, darshayame. May you show me the same form, previous form. I'm happy, but you take back this form. You take back. Now, you show me that same. Hey, Jagannivasa, Prasida, be gracious. Oh Lord, I am afraid of this. Rupam, Jagannivasa, means Jagatam, Nivasaha. Saying Jagannivasa, asking what? Purva Rupam Darshaya. Isn't it? This is what Arjuna's knowledge. We are also same like Arjuna. Not big different. Telling that you are Jagan Nivasa, Jagatam Nivasaha means for whom Jagat is the Nivasa. O God of gods, O Lord, who is the abode of the universe. You are the abode of universe means what? Universe is in you. Telling, show me previous form. This is what he is talking. Without understanding, Jagannivasa word he knows, that's all. What is the meaning of Jagannivasa, he do not know. Don't look at Arjuna. Namakku theriyadanartham. Next shloka. He is asking for the previous form. Okay, that is the essence of this shloka. Kiritinam gadinam chakrahastam इच्छामि त्वं द्रष्टुमहं तथैव तेनैव रूपेण चतुर्भुजेन सहस्रबाहो भव विश्वमूर्ते அஹம் இச்சாமி ஐ விஷ் ஐ டிசைர் அஹம் இச்சாமி ஹே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ணமூர்த்தி ஷரீரம் எஸ்ய கிருஷ்ணமூர்த்தி அர்த்தம் விஸ்வமூர்த்தி எஸ்ய விஸ்வமூர்த்தி ஹே கிருஷ்ணமூர்த்தி விஷ்ணு விஸ்வமூர்த்தி ஷோ மீ த கிருஷ்ணமூர்த்தி என்ன திரஷ்டும் த்வாம் இச்சாமி அஹம் I wish to see you, tatha eva, in the same form as before. Tatha eva means the same form as before. Before Vishwarupam darshanam, what was your form? Come on, show me that form. Kiritinam, he is describing. Bhagavan might have forgotten what is his form. He is describing. Chollanuma enna? Bhagavan ki theriyada. ஏமோ விஸ்வரூபம்ல இருந்து அவர் மறந்துட்டாரோ என்னமோ இஸ் இஸ் ரிமைண்டிங் கிரீட்டம் உனக்கு கிரீட்டம் இருக்க வச்சுக்கோ ஹீஸ் டெல்லிங் மே யூ வேர் யுவர் கிரீடம் கிரீட்டினம் வித் க்ரௌன் கதினம் யூ ஹாவ் ஒன் கதை வேர் தட் ஆல்சோ வித் மேஸ் Chakrahastam, you have Sudarshana Chakram in your hand, wear that Sudarshana Chakram with disc and in your hand, Chakrahastam. Sahasra Baho, O Lord with 1,000 hands, come with 4 hands. Okay, Vishwamurte, Vishwam Eva, Murtihi, Shariram, you are wearing the entire universe as your body, I don't want that. Tena eva chaturbhujena rupena. This is called alankarika alankaram. Alankarikam. Poetic. Four-armed form. Chaturbhuja means four-armed. Four arms represent four Vedas. Four purusharthas. With that very same four-armed form. Previously, before showing Vishwarupam, Lord Krishna was having 4 hands or 2 hands? We do not know. None of us have seen whether he has got 4 hands or 2 hands. But commentators, they go on and on and on analyzing on this word. Chaturbhujena eppadi. How Arjuna can ask Chaturbhuja? Bhagavan was only having 2 hands. Vishnumurti only having 4 hands. How can he show 2 hands? Don't bother. Whether he is having 4 hands or 2 hands, we do not know. Don't spend too much time and don't go and ask anybody. 4 hands or 2 hands? There is no tatparyam. Whether he is having 4 hands or 2 hands. Lord Vishnu, the one who has got 4 hands, only appearing in the form of Krishna now. So come to the Vishnu Murti form. Appadi eduthukalam. Come to Vishnumurti from first. Then remember your Krishna avatara. It is an inward interpretation. Some authors says Lord was having 4 arms. Some others, commentators says Lord has got only 2 hands. Arjuna, because of fear, he might have asked like that. These all translations namak venda. Lord Vishnu avatara only Krishna. Krishna is none other than Vishnu. Your good old form means what? Vishnumurti form. After coming to Vishnumurti form, 4 hands, then you remember your Krishna form, you come to Krishna form. Eppadiyana eduthukalam. Okay. Whatever way you want, you can take 4 hands. Vishwamurte, come to Ekamurti. Chaturbhujena rupena tena eva bhava. May you appear. Hey Krishna, I am happy with your form, but enough. I am happy, but enough this form. You come back. Okay, Arjuna, this is the third phase is over. With this 3 phases of emotions, you know, are over. Arjuna asked for Vishwarupa, he himself asked to withdraw. I have only asked, therefore I have right to ask you to withdraw from the Vishwarupam. Enakkahadane kamichar, enak podu, poitva. What we are doing every day, adhasthanam pradishtapayamidane. But Devi, after Vijayadashami day, amma poitva amma, mani next year koopudre. Next year Navaratri, I will call you. Don't sit in my house. So I will vacate whole Kolu. And I'll ask her Uddhvasana that day. Vijayadashmi Uddhvasana day. I send her to Adhasthanam. Where is Adhasthanam? Do you know that? We don't know. Namo pandram. Arjuna is also asking like that. May you come to the same good old Krishna form. Now Bhagavan says, okay. I am also not very much interested in having this Vishwarupa form. When you are not interested, why I have to bother you? As Bhakta wish, so the Bhagavan has to give. Okay. As the Bhakta gives, people are not interested in Vishwarupa. They are all interested in Ambal. That is why Navaratri time, I think sometimes in Mylapore I have to give holidays. In Mylapore especially, because Navaratri people are so busy in Ekarupa. That's why what to do? I am also withdrawing Vishwarupa.
because they are interested in only ekarupa. Let them continue some more days in ekarupa. Shri Bhagavanu Vacham. Maya prasannena tam arjunedam. Rupam param darshitam atma yogat. Tejo mayam vishvamanam tamadyam. Yanme tvadanyena na drushta purvam.
Now Lord Krishna, from 47 to 55, is giving the very important teaching here. He uses a mimamsa here, some mimamsa analysis. Nahi ninda nyaya. In this shloka, next shloka, he is going to present. Shri Bhagavanu Vacha. Hey Arjuna, Atma Yogat Idam Param Rupam Tava Darshitam Maya Prasannena. Because of my grace, I am pleased with you because of your devotion. Prasannena. Anugraha buddhya. Because of that anugraha buddhi, maya, by me, tava darshitam idam rupam. This rupam has been shown to you. Tava, to you, darshitam, shown. What rupam? Idam param rupam. This supreme form. This supreme form is shown to you. How I have shown? Atma yoga, by my power. Here yoga means maya shakti. Atma means a reflexive pronoun. It is my own power. Yoga means here sattva rajastamo gunatmika maya shakti is called yoga. Yoga maya they call. Yoga maya means what? Maya, that which has got three gunas, called yoga. Yoga means here three gunas, combination of three gunas. Yoga means a combination, association. Yogat sattva rajastamo gunatmika maya samyoga. Triguna samyoga is called yoga. That rupam is maya rupam. Vishwa rupam I have shown because of my maya power. Yat me tejo mayam vishwam anantarupam atyam na drishtapurvam tvadannena. Other than you, no one has seen this vishwa rupam. What type of rupam? Such a form of mine which is radiant, tejo mayam, brilliant, dazzling, vishwam. Vividham pratyayagamyam, so many forms, universal, anantam, limitless, both spatially and time-wise, including past, present and future. Adhyam means karanam, the primal one. Nadrishtapurvam has not seen, has not been seen. No one has seen before, tvadannena, by anyone other than you. So, how Lord Krishna withdrawing Vishwarupam? Like cinema, 3D picture, Madhari, I can't see, show you. That is not the idea here. Lord Krishna withdrawing Vishwarupam means Lord Krishna removing that Divya Chakshu from Arjuna. Withdrawing Divya Chakshu means Lord giving back the Raga Dvesha to Arjuna. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi ಓಂ.